We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Leaving your grocery cart in the parking lot, bumping a call straight to voicemail, drinking milk past its expiration.
Our world is overflowing with savages.
Team PXY explore the fine line between acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery.
It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
You know, I never even considered this to be something that is potentially savage before until yesterday.
Our eyes were just opened, Corey.
I don't know if they were open fully. This is a tough one.
Okay.
But yesterday we were talking about how some of us possess like a work ethic gene. Like you either just have it or you don't, right?
Mm-hmm. And we were talking about if it's like you're born with it or you're taught it.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of parents are saying that, well, you know, you can kind of have this and still you need motivation, right? Mm-hmm. Especially when it comes to getting kids to do chores and things like that.
Right.
And one of the things that people kept bringing up that was a great motivating factor was Santa Claus. Of course, Christmas coming up.
Old Saint Nicky.
Uh-huh. And we got this text, and it read, if chores are part of daily education and expectations in a household, there's no reason to try to trick children into doing them. Using things like Santa Claus to motivate leads to terrible work ethic. Children learn by example. If they see their parents doing chores without complaining, they will follow suit. So I kind of read into that a little bit and kind of paraphrased it. That texter yesterday essentially said that any parent that uses Santa Claus as a motivating factor for their children
to do things that they want them to do
is a savage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And again, this is something, because how many parents do that?
A lot of parents.
How many times have you been out and you're at a Walmart or whatever?
Santa's watching.
Yeah. You hear the parents say, Santa's watching.
Your kid's just having a meltdown in the middle mm-hmm. of the toy aisle because they want a toy. You're not buying it for them. They're flinging their body on the ground. And you say, Santa's watching.
Yeah.
You could get that toy for Christmas, but Santa's watching. He sees you.
Yeah.
I mean, he sees you right now.
If you want coal, I mean, you can just keep doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. And their tune quickly changes.
Yeah.
Usually, most of the time.
Uh-huh. But again, this texter is saying that it's not the right thing to do, and it's savage. Do you agree with that? Or you disagree? Do you think it's sensible? You can jump in. Club PXY Safe text line at 69822, or give us a call at 222-9800. Actually, I have Jackie on the phone right now. Jackie, what do you think? It's savage or sensible on this?
Oh, man, I don't know. That's a tough one. I guess it's probably a little bit savage.
You think so? It had never crossed my mind.
Santa as a pawn, truly.
I guess. But I don't know. Also, when it comes down to it, like, parenting is mostly about survival, and you kind of got to do what you got to do. I think I'm going to go sensible on this one.
That's true. Sometimes you have to pull out all the stops. That's
true. As Breezy likes to say, this is using your resources.
But Corey, you said yesterday for Savage Sense, well, lying is never the answer. You don't talk to Saint Nick on a regular basis.
But he does have his list. He does have the good list and the bad list, and your kids don't want to end up on the bad list. There's not really a lie here.
I mean, you just want to encourage them to
be their best selves.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, if anything, it's just a friendly reminder that you know, Saint Nick is watching. Just a heads up. If anything, you're helping them. You're making them realize, oh, yeah, what if they forget? I mean, kids forget things a lot of the time. I'm going to stick sensible on this one. I got to.
All right,
Jackie.
Well, good luck.
Thank you, Jackie. You have a great one.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Is Jackie in a jet right now?
Yeah, Jackie in her jet. Just flying into downtown Rochester.
Oh my goodness.
What do you think? Because it seems to me
you're leaning more towards sensible.
Oh, you're leaning more sensible. Okay. I always thought you're kind of leaning more towards savage.
I don't know.
It's difficult.
I don't know. I need to pick a side. I need to pick a side right now.
You
need to pick a side right now.
Okay.
Weighing my factors, I'm gonna go back to savage. Because I made some good points.
You convinced yourself. You unconvinced yourself, and then you reconvinced yourself.
It's an inner monologue that I battle every single day.
Okay.
I'm going savage all day. I don't think that I don't think it's believable for your kids to think that you and St. Nick are tight buddies. I don't think it's believable.
What?
I don't think it is. I mean, how are you?
When have you heard a kid challenge their parent? Like, oh yeah? When'd you talk to Santa last? When did you guys let me see your phone? Do you have his number on your phone? Let me see it. Like, I never. Mean,
kiddos. Wow. If you're listening. I know that they take you to go see them, Santa, at the house or whatever. I mean, mm-hmm. I've seen Santa a couple times. But how can he really see you at all times?
What?
I don't know.
He's magical, Breezy. He's always watching.
Maybe he missed my meltdown.
He also has those creepy elves on shelves that are reporting back.
Why are you going to sit here and say sensible?
It all comes down to what I told Jackie, and that is the majority of parenting is about survival. And in this texter, Clip YXY Safe text line at 69822 if you want to jump in. As a kindergarten teacher, I'm here to tell you that kids get more hyped up at Christmas time. Do what you got to do. That's my biggest piece of advice to any new parent, based on what I've learned over the past 7 months. You do what you got to do to survive.
Okay. Piggybacking off that text that you just read, this text down below, it says, I use Santa 365 days a year.
Sure, could also do that.
So, but here's the thing for me. I don't know if that would really work. I think it's more heightened around Christmas time because, let's be honest, you have a whole year to redeem yourself, to get points,
I don't think kids think that way.
I don't know. I was diabolical as a child. I'm like, it's July. I got plenty of time to even the score.
Yeah.
Continues meltdown in the middle of Walmart.
You must have been a delight growing up. There are certainly some people jumping in on the Clip BXY Save text line at 69822 that agree with you and say savage.
Yeah, this one. Savage, when Christmas is over, what are parents going to do? Use the Easter Bunny as leverage? Come on, people. Discipline your kids.
Well, I did see some texts coming through of people saying they use this every day of the year. So, I mean, Santa's always watching.
This one. Oh, this one's harsh. Mm. My mom never used Santa as leverage. She used real parenting.
Wow.
Instant consequences for bad behavior. All three kids are college educated, employed members of society, so I guess she didn't do so bad.
I like how you read that.
I wonder
how they talk?
I wonder if that was the mom posing as the child.
No, I don't know. I'm not really sure.
And this last one. Savage. Parents, be consistent with your children all year round. If my toddler throws a tantrum in the middle of the store, I take him out of the store, and Santa shouldn't be a threat.
Yeah.
See, I love the use of the word threat here. Santa is an angel. He's a good guy. I've met him once or twice.
Got a couple pictures taken with him.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
A couple selfies.
And he has this aura around him of just the jolliest, sweetest, biggest man on the planet.
Do you think Santa would find this savage or sensible? He would say savage?
It's kind of offensive to Santa.
Yeah.
And the fact that you use this term always watching seems a little big brother to me, and I'm not here for it.
Let's see. Some texts coming through that do say sensible, and that's kind of where I'm setting on this one, because ultimately when it comes down to it, parenting's about survival, Breeze. You'll learn that one day if you have children.
Mm-hmm.
This texter, sensible. A good parent uses what resources they have available to them. Interesting verbiage there. Another one, I agree with Corey. This is totally sensible, and all parents use bribery towards their kids, so why not use Santa during this time of the year? And finally, this text I had. This person had Santa mail them a camera to put up in the living room so he could watch the kids.
Oh, I didn't know that your kids were on the next season of Big Brother.
You do what you have to do this time of
the
year, so they will behave.
That is the creepiest thing.
What do you mean?
Ever.
Is that creepier or less creepy than Elf on a Shelf? Because also that's their job.
The always watching verbiage. Ooh.
Well, he's omniscient.
Ooh, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. It could be damaging for a child. It could.
Damaging. Okay.
Yes.
Let's go to the phones. 222-9800. Pam from Phelps. What do you think? Savage or sensible to use Santa to get your kid to do what you want them to do?
Very sensible.
Pam, why are we leaning sensey?
Well, because I've used it. Matter of fact, I used it the other day at the store.
Okay.
Now, there was a man, young boy, acting up. And I said, who is coming next month?
Oh. So this wasn't even your kid. I love this.
Correct. And the child said Santa. And he calmed right down.
Look at that. I mean,
Pam,
look.
The Christmas police weighing in.
Well, the dad was clearly upset because the child was upset.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like he couldn't control him. And they had to call control. Mm-hmm. Now, my kids are 31 and 35. I use that all the time, and it works. And even after Christmas, I said, Santa's going to come back and take your presents.
Oh, see? That's smart. There you go.
Santa just slithers his way down the chimney to retrieve
all the presents.
And the
best one that I've heard, I've never done it, is you wrap up fake gifts underneath the tree, and if your child gets naughty, you throw one into the fireplace.
Oh, my God! You are savage, Pam. You are savage.
Hey, desperate times call for desperate measures.
Oh, my goodness.
That's incredible.
I never had that opportunity to do that. Right? But I didn't.
It seems like you're disappointed by that fact, Pam. I got to be honest.
And that is telling, Pam. That really is. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I love it.
You have to do what you have to do to
That's
control
what I'm saying.
Your kids.
Totally. Absolutely. Whatever. All means. Any means necessary. Pam, thank you for calling, and you have a great one.
You betcha.
Bye.
Bye.
222-9800. Wise Jim from Canandaigua checking in. What do you think, savage or sensible?
Dude, you can't do that. You can't do that.
I know.
You can't use Santa as leverage?
That's what I've been saying.
You can't use anything as leverage because they will bury you as a parent.
Yeah. Jim has a headache weighing in right now.
Apparently.
Jim is in stitches.
So, Jim, you've got kids. Well, they're older now, right? But you never drop the old Santa's watching.
I see people do that, and I see their kids get older, and I'm like, you brought it on yourself.
It's a cop-out, Jim. It's a cop-out.
Because you're not teaching them any values.
I see what you're saying. I do. And maybe if you're exclusively going to this route, then maybe you might find yourself in a little bit of trouble. But I think if you are using it, you know, everything in moderation, as I say. Right, Breeze?
Sure.
You just got to sprinkle it in. I mean, you know, obviously you want to have real consequences for your kids if they're misbehaving. You can't always go to the Santa card. But sometimes you just got to do what you know works. And I think for many, many parents, this is a very effective method.
All right.
Don't lean on Santa to help you parent your child. That's
says the non-parent.
I'm saying.
Yeah, says the non-parent parenting expert.
But Jim's a parent and he agrees with me, right, Jimbo? Jimbo?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
All right, Jim.
I want to coffee with the French vanilla cappuccino on it, please.
Just order my coffee order. All right, Jim. We'll let you go. You seem really busy, Jim.
That's it. Yes. Thank you.
All right. See you, Jim.
I see you guys.
Bye.
See ya.
Wow.
Savage or sensible. Way again on PXY while doing your coffee order, Jimbo.
All right, let's go to the poll up at 98pxy.com. Thank you for all the votes, all the calls, all the texts. Savage or sensible, using Santa to get your kids to do what you want them to do. 83% of the people voting say sensible.
Well, I don't know. I just feel like when we get out of the Christmas season, I'm not sure what you're going to do. I don't know.
I can't wait for you to have kids. I can't wait for it.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale.
More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.